When it comes to addictive substances, opioids like heroin and fentanyl have been dominating headlines around the country, and rightly so. Nationally, the number of opioid overdose deaths more than quadrupled from 2000 to 2016. But as concerning and dangerous as opioids are, we shouldn't forget about another addictive substance that's been long known to disrupt lives. Alcohol. My co-host Carrie Klein is here to talk about a new report shedding light on alcohol as a significant share of all substance use disorders. Carrie, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Laura.
So first off, let's clarify some terms. What is substance abuse disorder in general, and what substances does that even include?
Yeah, that's a good question. It is kind of a squishy set of distinctions. We might be used to words like addiction or abuse, but those words are now folded into this term, substance use disorders. They're a spectrum, and addiction is considered one of the most severe forms. Someone may use these substances occasionally or recreationally, but it's only clinically classified as a disorder when someone regularly uses a substance and it impairs some part of their life, like their health, their relationships, or their work. And so the substance, of course, in this case also can refer to anything psychoactive or addictive, like including alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, opioids, lots of prescription medications.
Mm. So you examined a new report about substance use in California. It's produced by the California Healthcare Foundation, which is a funder of the station, actually. It covers all sorts of substances with a spotlight on opioids. But can you talk about why alcohol jumped out at you?
Well, a lot of these numbers were really surprising, honestly, about, you know, how high use and how high these use disorders are when it comes to alcohol. Like you said, the spotlight for so many years has been on opioids, which have absolutely devastated parts of this country and the state. But according to this report, in California, substance use disorders associated with alcohol are more common than for all other drugs combined. Mm-hmm. And according to a national survey on drug use and health, 3 million Californians have a substance use disorder. And of those, 75% say at least one of those substances is alcohol. So to me, that's astounding.
And those are some of the general numbers, right? But the report also breaks out alcohol use by age. What were you able to tell about what age people are starting to use alcohol?
Yeah, I mean, health experts like to say that most drug use begins in adolescence, and that was especially clear for alcohol. Over 13% of seventh graders report already having tried alcohol, and that number just increases more and more as kids get older. And then when you look at, you know, adolescents from age 12 to 17, 10% say they drank it all in the last month, but 5% say they binge drank in the last month. That's adolescents 12 to 17. That seemed huge to me, and it shows how easy alcohol is to access underage. But let's do keep in mind that those numbers I just said, they just refer to alcohol use, not necessarily a disorder or a dependence.
And so I guess then how harmful is this at all? Alcohol use itself doesn't necessarily indicate a problem. And like you said earlier, substance use disorder, it's, you know, it falls along a spectrum from mild to severe. So how much evidence is there that this is actually impacting lives?
There is quite a bit, actually. I mean, so first we'll talk about non-fatal impacts. So the State Department of Health collects data on emergency room visits and diagnoses. And from 2012 to 2014, they found that non-fatal emergency room visits due to alcohol happened more than twice as often as for all other drugs combined. So what that means is that twice as many people are visiting the emergency room due to alcohol use than for all other drugs combined, or at least that there are twice as many visits. Of course, they can be the same person more than once. But you know, while I don't know the reason for those visits, and if it includes just things like alcohol poisoning, needing to get a stomach pumped, or if it also includes other kinds of accidents and mishaps that can happen because of inebriation, I don't know, you know, that distinction exactly. But either way, I think that 2-to-1 ratio is also really surprising, because many of us consider hard drugs to be so much more dangerous, but really alcohol can very easily land you in an emergency room as well.
Mm-hmm. And so those are the non-fatal impacts. Are there fatal ones as well? Does alcohol use cause death?
It unfortunately does. And, you know, again, I don't know the exact nature of those deaths, but the age group of 36 to 64 has the highest rate of alcohol-induced deaths of any age group, at least according to this survey. And for those, or I'm sorry, not a survey, but you know, state data. And so for those, for that age group, 36 to 64, 24 out of every 100,000 people die due to alcohol. Interestingly, almost the same number of people die due to drugs, but that alcohol versus drugs profile is not the same for all demographics. So for people 65 and over, alcohol is a far more common cause of death than drugs, but under 36, drugs are a way bigger killer than alcohol. There's also a breakdown by gender. For men, alcohol is a bigger killer than drugs, but the opposite is true for women. And when it comes to ethnicities, the only major group that dies more from alcohol than drugs is Latinos, whereas whites, blacks, Native Americans, Asian Pacific Islanders, they're all more likely to die of drugs than alcohol.
Hmm. And treatment for alcohol use disorder is available, right? How's California faring when it comes to treating alcohol and other substance use disorders?
We're not faring all that well. And so one headline that keeps coming up in this story about drug use is that so few drug users are in treatment. It's about 12%. But the number is even lower for alcohol. And I should say that's not even 12% of drug users, but it's 12% of those with a substance use disorder. And so the number is even lower for alcohol. Among all those who are dependent or abusing alcohol, only 7% have received treatment for it. That's low, but it is on par with the national average, which is surprising. And of course, that low number can speak to many things. It could be that people are hiding their use disorder and not seeking help. It could mean that doctors aren't picking up on it. Maybe doctors are diagnosing it, but patients themselves don't follow up with the treatment they need. There could be lots of reasons for that. Also, interestingly, is that the number of facilities offering treatment for substance use disorder has been declining slightly over time. But I'd really have to dig into the data more to determine if that's actually equating to fewer slots available over time or fewer patients served.
Mm. All right, Carrie Klein and I have been talking about alcohol and other substance use disorders. Carrie, thanks so much for unpacking this for us.
Thanks, Laura.